Well, we're in the middle of a revolution in how we produce oil and gas in the United States. All of y'all know that. It's a combination, basically, of two technologies that came together, horizontal drilling and sophisticated hydraulic fracturing. And this is kind of a diagram showing a well, and you can see that well bore is taking off sideways there at the bottom, and a lot of times it'll cross the property line before it gets to the end of the road. And when that happens, how are we going to figure out how we share the oil that comes out of it? Let me give you a couple of quick definitions. Probably everybody knows this. A production sharing agreement is a private contract. The parties sit down, they negotiate this, and they agree on the formula for how this is going to be done. An allocation well is operator goes out and does it. He's got a lease on track A, got a lease on track B. They're next to each other. He just drills across the lease line. Doesn't get any agreement from the mineral owners. So as we're talking about these, we're going to be talking about the contracts that are developing and also this whole concept of allocation wells, which is quite controversial. If you look at this graph here, you can see the effects of the revolution in production techniques. It starts in 1920, and you can see a pretty steady increase. The amount of production in the United States went up, a pretty steady increasing levels to 1970. In the 1970s, it peaked. That was as much oil and gas as we could produce using vertical well technology and the tools that we had at that time. And